USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said Monday that her department may have been founded to combat terrorism, but its mission is shifting to also confront emerging threats online. Nielsen also discusses the threat at our southern border.
We are seeing the spread of violent crime and drugs, the majority of which come into our country via the southern border, both at and between ports of entry. What's worse, last year we identified tens of thousands of convicted and wanted criminals attempting to cross.
Heavy rain and melting snow are overpowering parts of the Midwest. At least 3 people have died and 8 million are under flood warnings. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says it's the most widespread flooding damage his state's ever seen. And your final numbers on Wall Street for Monday. The Dow was up 65 points to close at 25,914. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
March Madness is showing up early at the gas pumps as the national average saw an increase of 6 cents a gallon with that new high of $2.55 for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us some states saw double-digit increases.
48 of the nation's 50 states saw prices rising, led by double-digit increases in 9 states, including Florida, Kentucky, Nebraska, Maryland, Delaware, Wisconsin, Iowa, Kansas, and Louisiana.
Another factor is in the past week, oil prices increased to $58.41 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude oil.
Government leaders in Northern Virginia are approving tax breaks for Amazon as they look to build their second headquarters just outside of Washington, D.C. The Arlington County Board voted unanimously to approve a $23 million tax break for Amazon's second headquarters to be built in Crystal City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
DNC Chairman Tom Perez announced that Fox News would not be hosting any of the 2020 Democratic presidential debates. Over the weekend, liberal commentator Bill Maher went after Democrats for refusing to appear on Fox News and not even having a primary debate on the network. Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin says Fox News has always treated him fairly.
I appreciate the opportunity I've had on Fox. I've been on your Sunday show, and I appreciate the way that Chris Wallace handles those interviews. So I think it's important for everyone to be able to hear different views.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs down the weekend's top grossing movies at the box office.
So you're not from around here.
It's hard to explain.
Outshining all other movies this weekend at the box office, Captain Marvel comes in at number one, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, total $69 million. At number two, the new animated feature Wonder Park at $16 million. The romantic comedy about a couple with cystic fibrosis, 5 feet apart, comes in at number three with $13 million. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, drops down to number four at $9 million. And another sequel from Tyler Perry, A Madea Family Funeral, drops down to number five with $8 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A climber fell to his death near the petrified sand dunes in Snow Canyon State Park Sunday evening. A semi-tractor trailer that crashed into a cable barrier on I-15 in Iron County sent oil spilling along the median yesterday morning. A theft investigation at a Walmart store in St. George resulted in two arrests after a man accused of stealing a stuffed unicorn and other merchandise allegedly became combative when his fiancée was placed under arrest for an outstanding warrant. A hit and run near Eureka on State Route 36 led to a police chase ending in Delta Saturday morning. And Washington City residents will have the opportunity tomorrow to review the draft environmental study connected to a road project that could place a highway interchange in the middle of the downtown area. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 71 today, clear and 44 tonight, sunny to partly cloudy tomorrow, 72. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
I don't care if it takes the entire show today. We will not stop until we've figured out all of our gender options. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Have you ever heard of some fellas who first came over to this country? You know what they found? They found a howling wilderness with summers too hot and winters freezing. Did they have insurance for their old age, for their crops, for their homes? They did not. They looked at the land and the forests and the rivers. They looked at their wives, their kids, and their houses. And then they looked up at the sky and they said, "Thanks, God. We'll take it from here."
They were rugged fellas.
They were men.
Nice. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hope you had a great weekend. So glad we're live today, Monday, and happy to be here. I've got Uncle Milty with me.
Hello, hello.
Dr. Pesta was actually on a flight, and he will not be able to make it. Oh, so he will be with us on Thursday after Chris Ann Hall. So that'll be a lot of fun, hopefully, and we'll have a lot of fun with him further in the week. So make sure you tune in for that. And we're going to be covering so much today. We had so much planned. We're going to cover anyway, and hopefully Dr. Pesta will be able to weigh in on some of these things, too, that we're talking about, because the issues are big. The issues are big, my friend. You know, I was just thinking about that John Wayne clip. You know, would you rather take the issues of that day, the dangers, the everything that they were up against back in the day, to what we're dealing with now? Isn't what we're dealing with now more mental?
Yeah.
Then obviously than physical. It's very interesting to me, the problems of our time in 2019 as compared to the time that he was talking about in that clip, when, you know, we didn't have all the insurance, we didn't have all the government programs. You just made your way.
You just battled nature.
Yeah.
And everyday life.
Yeah. And there was a lot to battle there.
Of course.
There was obviously huge. There is no era without their issues, but man alive, I think I'd take that rather than what we're having to deal with now.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Because at least there was answers to those problems. Yeah. This mental issue that's going on, apparently there's no answer at all.
Right.
I mean, they keep coming up with, you know, the prime minister in New Zealand saying, we need to make drastic changes in our gun laws. Like,
yeah.
That's going to stop what happened.
No, I know. The just ludicrous nature of where we go now. The mocking of the prayers and thoughts
yeah.
and prayers, the mocking of that. You didn't see that 20 years ago.
No.
You didn't see people in the press mocking people. What else are people supposed to say other than, well, thoughts and prayers? There is no other direction to go in there. And so I think it's nice that people even offer that up. And it's being ridiculed.
Yeah.
So in the next hour, in the last hour of the show today, we'll be addressing, and I do want you to call up and tell us how you feel about what happened in New Zealand, what did or didn't happen in New Zealand, actually. And I'll give you some notes but on things that I've been thinking about or wondering about. But I do want to know how you felt about that. And so we'll bring that up at the end of the show or the last hour of the show. In this hour, there's a couple of things to address and a couple of things that we were going to take on with Dr. Pesta that are quite... It's interesting to watch how this is going. So the other day on the show, I talked about, and I think this was Wednesday on the show, I talked about the LGBT community and how they felt oppressed. And I said, well, how do you feel oppressed? How do you feel oppressed? I'm not seeing it. I see a day at Disneyland. I see cruise ships dedicated to LGBT. I see our curriculums in school catered and adapted to LGBT. And I'm not kidding. Illinois, you there in Illinois that are listening live, voted to teach LGBT history to school children.
Wow.
Inside the schools, changing the curriculum so that you can include LGBT history.
In kindergarten through 12th grade textbooks.
Yeah, to include this, okay? Now, let me ask you this, because if you, let's just say that you say, well, maybe we need to, okay? I just want to ask this, what is the point? What are they doing by saying that the kids need to know this, that they need to understand this? So the Illinois House of Representatives voted to require the teaching of LGBT history to elementary school students, elementary, okay, that young age when whatever the teacher says goes. Mm-hmm. Republican opponents, of course, have called it indoctrination, which it is, because this Absolutely. Is a sexual identity. It's a sexual identity. How would you feel if they taught, let's teach the history of pedophilia, but to normalize, to make it seem like it's not that big of a deal? I would feel that that was indoctrination too. There's lots of things I would feel are indoctrination. History is reserved to the history of this nation for a reason. It's not politically driven. It's not driven by a sexual preference or an ideology. It's supposed to be history. Now, they don't teach correct history. They haven't for years, 100 years. They've been trying to change what the kids are taught and how they're taught. So you're not gonna get a full-fledged correct history of America. But when we start catering it toward the sexual preferences as if that is a whole history that needs to be learned, why would that be a history that needs to be learned?
It isn't. It's no more. If in the 1970s there was mm-hmm. a big movement about having open marriage.
Right. Swinging. I remember. Yeah.
How would it have been if somebody had proposed at that time that we put the history of that into our children's textbooks?
You're right. The history of swinging. You're exactly right.
It would have been outraged.
Oh, yeah.
These sexual things should be private.
Yeah, very private. So if I'm looking at history, what is the message of Harvey Milk? What does that have to do with anything? What does his sexual identity have to do with anything
Not
in history?
A thing.
Why should my kid have to learn that? So when we're politically driven, when this kind of information, I mean, you think about this, religious reasons, all kinds of different things. Can you opt out? But isn't it amazing that we're in a time where they feel that this is so relevant that they have to include this in our history? So then you think, well, what's next? What's coming next? What history needs to be portrayed other than just the history of the nation? Acquiring the nation, being the nation, our constitution—they're not teaching constitution. They're teaching how historical figures' sexuality plays into their politics and the history of the nation. Now, you tell me, who they bed down with? How does that? What kind of information are these kids being told, and why?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So when people tell me LGBT are oppressed, I'm in shock. I'm in absolute shock because their oppression, are they really oppressed when states are moving to add it to the history curriculum in their schools? To add it to textbooks? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
it's celebrated.
No,
they're not oppressed.
Though.
This is celebrated in America. This is given carte blanche in America. This is given, you can't say a word about this, otherwise you're a hater. In America, when the conservatives stood up to say, I'm sorry, this is indoctrination. This has nothing to do with education. They're automatic haters.
But what would happen if we said, okay, let's Governor Pritzker, go mm-hmm. ahead and sign this legislation as soon as you also add the history of heterosexual marriage along with it.
Right. The history of Christianity.
Oh, you can't teach that.
No, history of Christianity?
No, you can't teach that.
Yeah. It's kind of amazing where we're headed when we seek to include different venues of, mm-hmm. Like this one. This is a sexual preference. What does that have to do with history? In order to have it be relevant to history, you would have to make it so that we have finally come to a point in America where we realize that this is normal. Wouldn't you? That's what they want. They want us to go, well, see, they were just oppressed, like black people were oppressed, and now this is normal, mm-hmm. and now we're finally, giving them their due. There's so many problems with this because I really fear what's coming next with this.
Well, they always talk about inclusivity, mm-hmm. as this is part of the reason we want to be inclusive. Then why doesn't it say instead of the role and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in history, why doesn't it say the role contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and straight people?
Right. Right.
That would be
right.
Accurate.
Yeah.
This is not accurate.
No, we're talking about a very small percentage of our nation. Yeah. Now, you would think it was 50%. It's not. It's a very small percentage. And so why is this being highlighted as something that the kids must learn at an elementary school age? We're not even talking high school, which it would still be wrong in high school. We're talking elementary school. To indoctrinate them at a very, very young age that these people need to have their due. They need to know. I guess the youth need to know that their sexual preference has played a big role in the history of America, and that the history of the LGBT people, I guess, needs to be known. I'm just amazed. I'm amazed at what we're putting up with. And I like you said, if they did this with swinging, if they did this 20 years ago, there would have been outrage, but rightfully so, because it has no place.
No place.
Not because we're mean. It just has no place in a history class. And when we start to pick apart and decide politically what needs to be in there for a political message of indoctrination, now we've just reached a whole new era of crazy that we're okay with this on some level. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
It just seems really interesting to me that they're trying to introduce this so early. I mean, it's really calculated if you think about it. Mm-hmm. But we don't even teach sexual education at that level.
Yeah,
how are they going to even know what
exactly.
a sexual preference
it's a great
is
point.
Or what that is? I mean, we're talking about trying to teach these children something that's really beyond their comprehension.
Yep.
I agree.
I mean, they can sit there and say, oh, you know, hatred is trained, not born, and I agree with that. I mm-hmm. do think that hatred is trained, but there's better ways to educate our children on how to be kind to people.
Yeah,
and rather than to sit there and try to teach them something that they won't even know about for at least wait mm-hmm. till middle school.
Well, this
is like you were saying, it would be one thing if it was high school.
Well, this is even beyond just kindness. Thank you. I love your call. Great point, by the way. Great point. This is beyond kindness. People are kind already.
That's right.
Okay, so we're driving the train as if they're hated and spit upon and everything. That isn't true. That isn't true. What they want is now it's normal and you can't even say it's immoral. That's what they're they're fighting for. It isn't even about kindness. I don't ever even witness people not being pretty nice to other individuals.
And if you were only doing it to teach kindness, then why don't you teach kindness to everyone, not just the LGBT group?
Agreed.
So it's goofy.
It is goofy. There's a preference for this, and Illinois doing this is just shocking. It's just shocking. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Wouldn't it be great to hear well again? Would it be nice to be able to understand people well again in a noisy listening situation, like a family gathering or a restaurant? It is very frustrating to miss what people say. It makes you feel like a part of your brain is missing. Call our specialists, Kimball Forbes and Dr. Lance Greer at Advanced Hearing and Balance Specialists. Wear hearing instruments at home free for 2 weeks on our Try Before You Buy program. Enjoy better hearing again by calling Advanced Hearing and Balance Specialists, 688-8866. That's 688-8866.
It's time to celebrate! The anniversary sale happening right now at the locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store. Let's celebrate together with style and big savings. For a limited time, get 5-year special financing, no minimum purchase. Save 35% on this stylish queen storage bed. Final price at $449. Save $700 on this beautiful 4-piece sectional. And get this 5-piece dining room set for just $299. During the Ashley Home Store anniversary sale, get 30% off all accessories and save 50% on hundreds of items store-wide. Get to the Ashley Sleep Center and get 2-year special financing on Ashley Sleep, Sealy, and Beautyrest mattresses. Plus, test rest their huge selection of Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Let's celebrate together with style and save for a very limited time during the Ashley Anniversary Sale at the Ashley Home Store on East Red Cliffs Drive in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. See store for complete details. All financing OAC.
Apple, Amazon, Google. Great things can come out of a garage, and over at Garage Doors Only, we make sure your garage doors are in the best possible working order. We service, repair, and install garage doors and openers. Give us a call at 435-868-1200 or come see us at our showroom at 689 North Bluff. Check out our reviews by Googling Garage Doors Only, and let's make great things happen in your garage this year.
Camping World's 7th Annual Open House is here. March 22nd and 23rd only at Camping World in St. George. Enjoy family entertainment,
raffles,
prizes,
and huge discounts on new RVs.
This is your opportunity to save huge on your next RV. Plus, enjoy a free lunch catered by Lonnie Boys Barbecue from 11 to 1 during our biggest event of the year. It all happens at Camping World's 7th Annual Open House, March 22nd and 23rd on Hilton Drive at Camping World in St. George.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy wants to be your partner in wellness.
If you take several prescription supplements or over-the-counter medications every day, it can be a challenge. Minimize that stress by having all those pills pre-packed at Stuckey Family Pharmacy. Pre-packing provides several benefits. First, it's a free service. Having your prescriptions pre-packaged and delivered at no cost saves you time and stress. Plus, you never miss or forget a pill because they'll be pre-packaged not only by day, but by time of day. Pre-packaging is also convenient. You can get a month's worth of medications at one time, delivered right to your door. And because all of this is monitored by your pharmacist, you can rest assured that your medications and their doses are completely accurate and free from pill interactions. Ask about the free pre-packaging next time you stop by Stuckey Family Pharmacy.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy, your partner in wellness. Off Telegraph near Kohl's or at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com.
Hi, it's Justin from the Mattress Store in Washington, next to Best Buy. And guess who walked in today? Carl Lamar.
Hey, Justin, I need a new mattress. The one I got just ain't cutting it for me anymore. I was test resting beds at your Bloomington store. You know where that's at, in Bloomington, next to Walmart. And I fell in love with the Tempur-Pedic. You know which one I chose?
The ProAdapt Hybrid by Tempur-Pedic.
How did you know? I look like a hybrid kind of guy, don't I?
I thought it was the perfect fit for you. The hybrid could be the perfect fit for you, too.
Stop by the Mattress Store today, because remember, nobody beats a mattress store. No. Buddy.
You're a small business owner, but you're not advertising. You believe that the economy is still stagnant, that consumers are hanging on to their money. You think maybe you'll spend a little on advertising once things start to pick up, but you know what? By then, it'll be too late. Your competitors will already be advertising and taking a big fat chunk of your market share. You'll have totally missed the boat. The train will have left the station, and there you'll be standing all alone on the platform, watching slack-jawed as customers pass you by. Why? Because they don't know you're there. Because you didn't advertise. Because you didn't think it was worth it. Every moment of every day, someone is buying something. People are shopping right this second, making choices, making purchases, and if you're not talking to them, someone else is. Advertising greases the wheels of commerce, fuels the engines of economic expansion, connects consumers with companies and buyers with sellers. Advertising. It works. Your competitors know this. Why don't you? A message from the Radio Advertising Bureau, Adweek Magazine, this radio station, and the famous Radio Ranch.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show, a little Boston for you. Glad you're joining us on a Monday. There's so much to talk about. Always is. Make sure you go to the site, katedalyradio.com. The SoundClouds are there. We're on iTunes. We're on you name it, everywhere. But more than welcome to share those. We'd love that. Also, you can donate to the show through Patreon and through PayPal, and appreciate that as well. It keeps shows like this on the air, so thank you for that. And it goes right to the show. And also, thank your local broadcaster for putting this show on, because we need more truth in media, and we don't clearly have it, and it's a problem. And it's a problem that's affecting us to the degree that we're even talking about the issues we are today.
Yep.
This is why we need it. So I was just thinking about this, and it's very interesting to watch history of LGBT be incorporated by Illinois there, where we're live, to incorporate this as history for these elementary kids. It has about as much place in history, or even reason that you have to actually even talk about that in history, LGBT, the history of LGBT in history class of America, as teaching, as having a foods class where they're teaching what pedophilians like to eat or what the LGBT like to eat. Does it matter? It matters in the way that this has absolutely no place. American history, and then we're segueing to LGBT history? Why? It'd be like teaching history of Islam, right? And there's a lot of core curriculum that have incorporated history of Islam into, say, fourth grade. I think it's third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. Nobody seems to care about that. Go over to the Common Core sites. You'll see that there are certain curriculums that are teaching this, and very conservative schools are taking this on. Why? Because we don't want to offend. We're so worried about offending. Mm-hmm. We're so worried about, oh, well, we don't want to appear nice. We need to include everybody. What about when it has nothing to do? Nothing to do with history. The LGBT have nothing to do with this. So why are we doing this? What makes this possible? What? I don't understand.
To prevent bullying.
I guess. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Sorry, I'm trying to get to calls. 888-673-1450. You can call in live. This makes no sense to me, and I'm wondering why we're a little complacent in this. Now, California, New Jersey, and Chicago have passed this. Why? Why?
The real question parents should be asking is, what gives these people the right to teach your children this kind of thing? Period.
Shouldn't it be taught at home if you really want to teach it at home? I mean, you have a kid that's, and like the last caller said, who's not even being taught about sex ed yet, or isn't supposed to be, and now you're bringing LGBT in to the history of America? What in the world? What in the world is this?
Well,
it's just such indoctrination.
The thing is that's just an excuse. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with the history of America. They just want to indoctrinate them into thinking this is normal behavior for everyone.
That a person's sexual preference had a lot to do when they were in office, or had a lot to do with a policy. I guess.
They won't even talk about that. They'll just be explaining what LGBT means to them.
So there in Illinois, they actually voted to include LGBT history as part of history. Yeah.
Well, there's actually evidence already of what they're trying to get to, because in Arlington, Virginia, at the end of February, a kindergarten class had a transgender man who called himself Sarah and dressed like a woman read a book to kindergartners in which he explained a boy can have a girl brain and a boy body, or a boy brain and a girl body. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, the parents were notified ahead of time and allowed to opt their children out of this. But actually, a copy of the letter was provided to the Family Foundation of Virginia under the Freedom of Information Act. Mm-hmm. It never explained what it said. This book was going to be read to the class and you could opt out.
It didn't say why.
By a cross-dressing transgender named Sarah. It didn't say.
Didn't give any details.
No details. Just, a book. And that had LGBT references. So
it was a storybook, I Am Jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll see the show, I Am Jazz, too. Yeah.
So they lie to the parents about what they're doing. That alone tells you that it's not right.
Yeah.
They're hiding something.
Mm-hmm. 888-673-1450. How far are we going to go before people start really speaking out and taking their kids out? Because when this stuff passes, even though there'll be people that will speak out about it right now, they're still going to let their kids go, right? They're still going to let their kids go and listen to this. And so at some point, we're going to have to say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be part of that, which in America, you can still do. We might not have that forever, but right now you can say, I'm sorry, well, I don't have to be part of this. And it isn't because you're hateful that you don't want to be part of it. And I get that. And I understand that because we're not hateful. We're not a hateful people. But we feel certainly tread upon to normalize and make this something that is extremely normal when this is extremely small percentage of people like this Sarah that are espousing their ideas to kindergartners. To make sure that kindergartners feel like this is particularly normal to be a person like Jazz. You know, the TV show Jazz, where she was a boy, now she's a girl, and it follows all of her troubles all the way along and what she's a part of, what she's subjecting herself to, which is, it's tough. It's really, really tough. And I just, to me, this is the sad part of this, is that if you're against this, you're some sort of hater. But I think what we're against is not that we're hateful people. It's just how far school's going to go to promote. And this is promotion to me. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
My question is, why is it always we have the option to opt out, mm-hmm. but never the option to opt in?
Ah, yes. Thank you for that great question.
Why isn't it opt in?
So, yeah. You know. Yeah, exactly. I love that. I'm so glad you said that. Thank you. It's a perfect question. It's a perfect question, perfect insight. You know what? Because opting out is so much more difficult to do. It means that you have to be on your guard all the time, and you have to be looking at everything with a critical eye, mm-hmm. and most Americans aren't going to do it. So if you have to opt in, that means you're really going to look at what you're opting into. If you have to opt out, the lazy of America will just... You know, they won't want to be bothered with finding out why or what or what's whatever the deal is. And so they do this with a lot of things. This is the manipulation of, say, different books that you order online. You have to actually opt out. Otherwise, they'll charge you every month, that kind of thing. It's manipulation.
The other thing is, on opting in, if parents got together, they'd say, are you going to let your kids see that?
Yep,
Heck no, I'm not.
Yep.
But on the opting out, it's like, I'm the one guy. If I'm the only mm-hmm. one opting out, that'll yep. be a problem for my kid. Yep. They don't know who's going to opt out.
They don't know how many, and you don't want to be the only person opting out. Because they're almost insinuating that you're a little nuts for wanting to opt out.
Right.
Like, why would you want to, but I guess we'll give you permission.
Exactly.
it's such a manipulation that it floors me on how manipulative it is. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
So how about we stop promoting the LGBTQ, whatever, blah, mm-hmm. blah, group, and mm-hmm. start promoting sports for young kids again.
Okay.
Like, how about we, like, get them being productive instead of worrying about everything else in the world? Like, mm-hmm. there's so much that sports can offer kids, like... Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the old days instead of all this crap.
Well, there you go. Thank you for the call. Yeah, it's interesting. I'll get to that in just a second. Mm-hmm. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Hi there. You're live. Go right ahead.
Oh, I'm live. Is it Kate Daly?
It is. You can sound off.
Oh, hi. I used to listen to you all the time.
Excellent.
I wanted to talk about the 2020 election. I wanted to talk about the dirt parties and get your view on the dirt parties.
On the third parties. Okay, we'll probably be addressing that soon in an episode soon. And today we're talking about the promotion of LGBT history in our American history in schools. So I'll be... I will be addressing that, though. Thank you for that. I will be soon. You betcha. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I kind of blame what's happening. At some point in America, they made the home so expensive that two people had to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And they took the protector out of the home, which was the woman.
Yeah.
My wife and I decided, almost through a flip of a coin, which one of us was going to quit our careers and stay home with the children.
Yeah. Amen.
And I wish that I had stayed home, actually looking back on it now.
Mm-hmm.
But she did. She was a computer graphics designer.
Mm-hmm.
And so she stayed home. And, you know, when they started bringing books into our school that, you know, daddy has a friend and he doesn't go home at night. You know, we homeschooled, and that was difficult. And, you know, we didn't live in the nicest homes because we didn't have two incomes. It was very hard.
Yep. You sacrificed. And, you sacrificed.
Yeah, you know, you can fight the system all you want. Even homeschooling, you know, they make it so hard. Yeah. When we did, it was kind of the first people that ever tried it. You know, they mm-hmm. make it very, very difficult to complete that task.
Very
but the,
true.
The cost of the homes and the fact that two people have to...
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You know, the protector is not in the home, and the mm-hmm. mama bear is not home.
You're exactly
right.
I love
your show.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate the call.
Absolutely right.
100%.
That was the start of the downfall.
I know. See, now, if you say that in America, you're not pro-woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're what you actually are pro-woman, in my view, because you're saying that that is the main person that should be the protectant of that family. That person is put in that position to have those instincts naturally and to care for her children naturally and would want the best for her children naturally. That is a position of power. Isn't it funny that in today's audience, if somebody wanted to do a sound clip of that and say, "Ah, that show, they are only talking, they talk about women this way." Do you know, to me, that isn't degrading. What we've done in society is we've flipped it to now only having a career as woman power, staying home and raising a family, raising human beings that are going to be adults is nothing. Nada. Nothing. Zilch. That's the sad part. And what he said was exactly right. It's exactly right. This is why us mamas need to be out there in the school system. I mean, in the home. We need to be out there fighting against this stuff. And also, you know your kids. And you
yes.
know what they should be taught. The schools only should have a responsibility to teach a couple of things. And I'm not even saying that I like those couple of things. But what I'm saying is a couple of things. All of this that's going on with taking these politicized issues and throwing them into the bag is wrong.
Well, not only that, but imagine how it must confuse some of these kids who hear one thing at home
mm-hmm.
and then they go to school and hear this other thing that
from a trusted teacher, a trusted
yeah.
library. They go they think that everything they're told at that age, they're going to go home and say, "My teacher said this." Even in high school, "My teacher said this. It must be true." And, you know, there's a lot of really nice, wonderful teachers out there. But I don't want my kids to be so bamboozled to think everything my teacher says is okay either.
The teacher that had the kindergarten class mm-hmm. listen to the book being read by
right.
the transgender person
uh-huh.
was an openly homosexual teacher. So, okay, she got the job even though she was openly homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Why did that then give her the right to promote homosexuality at the same time?
Yeah, this person
it
coming
It doesn't.
In. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, all of that should be actually really private. Like, I actually believe that it should be private. It used to be.
Well, do the heterosexual teachers say openly that they're heterosexual to their class? No, they don't even talk about it.
No, because it's supposed to be private. That's private information. They're there to teach, not to share all their political views, not to share all of sexual views. I mean, if the person was a swinger, would you want them promoting that in the classroom?
Not at all.
Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy wants to be your partner in wellness.
Pre-packaging is just one of the services that sets Stuckey Family Pharmacy apart. If you take several medications, vitamins, or supplements each day, it can get confusing. With pre-packaging, all your pills will be organized by day and time. Just rip off the pack and you're set. Ask about the free pre-packaging next time you stop by Stuckey Family Pharmacy.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy, your partner in wellness. Off Telegraph near Kohl's or at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Copiers for Sale offers Southern Utah the best quality and pricing on printers, copiers, and plotters. They sell, lease, and service any equipment your business or home office needs. Copiersforsale.com, a local company and division of Steamroller Copies, is always asking, what do you want to print today? No matter your situation, Bank of Utah Home Loans can help with the right home loan for you. Call Brian and the Bank of Utah Home Loans team today. 435-986-7221. Bank of Utah Home Loans, helping you grow no matter what stage of life you're in.
At NewbieBuickGMC.com, your next car is just a click away. Avoid the hassle of the car lot shuffle at NewbieBuickGMC.com. You can easily search cars and trucks by make, model, and feature. Check out the complete lineup of 2019 GMCs and Buicks. Right now, you can get a savings of over $11,000 off MSRP on 2019 GMC 1500 trucks. And get special deals on GMC Acadias, heavy-duty Duramax diesel trucks, and Buick LaCrosse. All of them include manufacturer deals like select cash and bonus cash in addition to the already low newbie price. Call today and ask for me, Todd Johnson, and I will make your first car payment up to $500. You heard right. In addition to all the great deals and rebates Newbie has to offer, I am going to make your first car payment for you.
Shop online for your car anywhere you are. Go to NewbieBuickGMC.com for specials and daily updates. Experience car buying the newbie way at NewbieBuickGMC.com today. And don't forget, Todd Johnson is making your first car payment.
Dixie Power is building communities and delivering convenience by constantly working towards making your life better with safe, reliable, dependable, and affordable power. When you're a member, you receive discounts at local businesses, lower energy bills, and tips to lower your energy costs. It pays to be a Dixie Power member. When you flip the switch, click the button, or turn the knob, Dixie Power will be with you every step of the way. Visit DixiePower.com to see a full list of services and energy-saving tips. Dixie Power, energizing life.
You do everything online. Do it faster with high-speed internet from TDS. TDS now offers speeds ranging from 100 to 600 megabits per second, so you can choose the internet package that's right for your home. Surfing, streaming, sharing, and so much more. It all starts with fast internet. And fast internet starts with TDS. Order today at HelloTDS.com. Internet speeds are up to and not available in all areas. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
John Gibson, digging up history. The socialite was famous for her famous friends, writers and artists in Paris before the war. And that was after her big invention at age 18. That story after this. Want to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can do something about hair loss with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to help you return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women, too, for all types of hair. 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at johngibson.com. That's Reveal for hair at johngibson.com. Click on the Juness button on the right. johngibson.com, Juness. It was 1910, and Mary Phelps Jacobs was just starting her career as a rule breaker and friend of famous artists. She was a pal of Hemingway in Paris. She hung out with the writer D.H. Lawrence. She brought Salvador Dali to America and collected husbands and lovers. But all that was after her big invention at the young age of 18. Mary Phelps Jacobs hated the corset she was supposed to wear. So she tied two handkerchiefs together and wore those instead. She applied for and won the first patent for the first modern bra. I'm John Gibson, digging up history.
In this corner, weighing several tons, the challenger, Your House. And in the red corner, weighing next to nothing,
think your house can win the fight? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. Firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Having conversations, I guess, we're not allowed to have in America.
Yeah.
In 2019. Exactly. That's how it feels, anyway. It feels like we're renegades, just discussing the obvious, mm-hmm. the common sense take. I feel like a renegade all the time. You know, truth. Speaking it is a revolutionary act now. It's true. It's very true. That's where we've. That's what we've gotten to that's in America right now. If you say the things we're saying right now,
you're
complete
radical.
Yeah. Completely. It is. It's really hard to think that that's where we're at in our society right now. And I was thinking about these kids having these, the transgenders come in and read, you know, read to them and teach them. And the teachers that are very open about their politics, bringing that into the classroom. And sex ed has changed a lot. It's changed dramatically since 2012 across the nation. Bullying, you know, what's interesting is we didn't really have a whole lot on bullying until we tried to normalize LGBT.
Yep.
Until we brought it in and said, not only do you need to be okay with it, which a lot of people were okay with it, it's behind closed doors kind of issue, but because we're going to make it more open, we're going to have more that's geared toward LGBT, we're going to normalize this. Now we had to have, you know, the bullying classes. Was there actually a rise in bullying? I'm not quite sure because it's kind of hard to know that.
Not only probably was there not a rise in bullying, mm-hmm. but I'd be willing to wager any amount of money mm-hmm. that bullying today in the classroom still is done more often by far against fat kids than LGBT.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because you can see somebody's fat. Mm-hmm. You can't see somebody's a homosexual.
No. And here's another problem. These kids go home, and what's going to make people complacent is, well, my Johnny's fine. He's still asking for dinner like yesterday. Nothing really is happening to Johnny. Johnny's only 6 years old. He's being taught LGBT history. He has a transgender coming in to teach him I am jazz. All this is going on, but my Johnny's fine. My Johnny hasn't really, I don't really see anything different going on with Johnny. The problem is that what's going on differently is so psychological.
Yes.
It's going to be so hard for the parents to really grasp unless they're coming home asking really pointed questions. And so this is what defines our complacency in the issue is you can't see the problem going on. But the problem psychologically is what I'm told at school versus what I'm told at home. And maybe I'm not told anything at home. Mm. So what I learn at school is everything that's going to shape my worldview.
And there will come a point where puberty starts, and then the questions will come. What did that mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, so that's what
right.
sex is.
And what are we always taught? That we're haters and mean mm-hmm. To anyone that's LGBT. That yeah. isn't true. My kids have never been mean. No. I'm not mean. I've never been mean a day in my life to somebody that's gay. One of my best friends is gay. If somebody wants to do that and it's their own free choice, I'm... fine. Let it be your choice. I'm actually one that believes that you should live the lifestyle you want to live. Politicizing it's different. Bringing it into curriculums is different. Normalizing it to the point to say that you must agree that this is moral. All of you Christians of the world, if you do not agree that this is moral, you're mean. You know, I'm not changing my moral stance. I'm not. It can't change. I'm not going to change it because somebody dictates to me that that I have to in order to get along in society. I have my moral views on the LGBT community. It doesn't mean though that makes me a mean person to them. It has never once, because of my moral view on homosexuality, does not mean that it's a catalyst for my anger or being mean. I've never been angry toward it. I'm not mean toward it. I've never treated anybody less than because of it. But that's what they want you to think.
Yep.
If you don't think it's moral, then you must be so mean. You mean, mean person out there. And that isn't true. And stop buying the lie because people should be fighting against this. They truly should. People should say, no, you're not bringing somebody into my library to give me their worldview on LGBT, Q, R, S, B, V, P. My kid as a kindergartner should not have to take in somebody's worldview, especially in the halls of the library, which they think everything that they're going to check out and everything that the librarian says, everything that the teacher says is gospel truth. This is indoctrination. And it's kind of in a form of abuse because you know that these kids might be being told something totally different in their homes. Then they come to school all day long for 8 hours and they're told something totally different. That's a huge problem in America.
This is
why I think that more and more people are going, I'm going to get my kid out because I can't change it. You can't change what Illinois just did and New Jersey before them and California before them in 2016 that used this sort of same indoctrination, incorporating it into a class that it had absolutely no business incorporating it into.
I actually think anymore that counties are too large to be running education. It should be done by the city.
Mm.
Not even the, it used to be the county.
Mm-hmm.
The counties are too big to do it properly. It has to be done in even smaller groups than county.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And even then, you'd have trouble keeping control in some big cities.
And so, yeah, you're right. More localized control because people can then have access to it. See, we don't feel we have access to it, so we throw our hands up and say, I guess we can't fight it.
Who are you going to argue with when it's the state government?
Mm-hmm. It's true.
That's saying this is what we're going to do in the schools.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You know, it's funny. What if they came out with schools where you could choose a right bend or a left bend? You can go to these three schools over here in your community. They're going to teach a more leftist progressive movement. And that's what it is, a movement. And over here, these schools over here are right. I wouldn't want that either. Do you know why? Because I'd want them to just stay to what they're supposed to teach.
Yeah. The other thing is that wouldn't be inclusive.
Ah, yes.
That wouldn't be... That would be a prejudicial situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's true. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, go right ahead.
You know, and you've talked about it on your show before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the purpose of education is to help people be successful in society.
Right.
And when that was based on a Judeo-Christian, you know, foundation for morals, you know, things lined up well. Well, now, you know, those morals are out of the
mm-hmm.
system.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's the god of, you know, diversity and inclusion and, mm-hmm. You know, things like that. And I guess the concern I have is, you know, how's it going to balance out? You know, what do we do?
Yeah, what do we do? Well, I would have to say that now that we have a society that has taken evolution as fact and only teach that now, in it, because that really presents a godless view, is what that presents. You've got this on top of it in a lot of these states that are moving toward this. I would have to say that you'd almost have to take your kid out, because how do you keep a kid in that system every day? If you go to the school of Romans, you're a Roman. You can't change that. And so as much as we can do at home, I don't know that you can contradict 8 hours a day of this stuff, but this is where we're headed, and this is where we're going, and this is where we are now in the school systems. So I don't know that there's any other choice than to take your kid out, because fighting it, I don't think it's done a huge amount of good. They're going to do what they're going to do. So great points. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate that.
Yeah. And if we wait too much longer,
mm-hmm.
they're going to make it illegal to take your kids out.
Yeah. Yeah, they're moving toward that. Yep, just like mandatory vaccines, they're working on it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, a question I have mm-hmm. is, if parents, like you said, want to take their children out
mm-hmm.
Or try a different private school in their community,
mm-hmm.
are they still taxed?
Yes. You're never going to get out from under the tax. You know what, though?
Well, that's the issue. What do you do? How do you solve that problem?
You can't.
You sacrifice.
You have to sacrifice. You have to pay it
anyway.
Oh,
there's a solution.
Uh-huh.
What's the solution?
Yep. Well, and the solution...
Well, there's voucher systems, but what happens mm-hmm. when you present an idea for voucher systems?
Yep.
Your money follows your children.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is a program, and that's something that's optional, and people need to approach their local representatives
mm-hmm.
and their state representatives and their
mm-hmm.
people need to look into this options, guys.
Yep, I agree.
But if people don't know about it and they're not going to be vocal about it, then it's not going to happen, the silent majority.
Well,
you got to speak up.
One of the problems that Chris Ann brought up too is within the voucher system, you're only allowed to use those dollars as they follow your kid into the same curriculum, but then via a private school or via the schools that are still operated under this very huge umbrella called
mm-hmm.
public education. So
there's an option for homeschoolers. There's options
mm-hmm.
for things. You could make that option.
Okay.
The government serves mm-hmm. us, guys.
Yeah. Well,
you got to make them fit us, not us fit them.
I agree. Thank you for the call.
Amen.
Actually, yes. And here's the deal. You can get some of those dollars to homeschool. It depends.
Yep.
But for the most part, that's what she was warning against, was that you're still going to have to follow the same big umbrella. It's a problem.
Because you're taking tax dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Vouchers are nothing but a transfer of tax dollars from one school to another. And they tie strings to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, take vouchers, use them as much as you can, but don't let that determine that you're going to still have your kid in a publicly run school.
Right. And as we seek, the states seek to make decisions like this, you know, we have to watch so carefully because these things kind of find themselves all of a sudden in a bill, worked into a bill, where it might not be the focal point, but it's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And our vigilance to make sure that we're constantly aware, when you get opt-out forms, opt out, make sure that you're opting out. I told my kids, if an opt-out was never honored, you leave that school and you call me and tell me you're leaving that school.
Yep.
Because I'll tell you something, my kids needed permission from me to, you know, because as a parent, I say, you know, you respect everybody kind of thing that probably you're telling your own kids. But if they were ever forced to do something they know I'm against, walk out. Literally walk out. Refuse to participate because sometimes they'll overlook those opt-outs as well. It's another big, huge issue is it's overlooked and then your parental right to opt out isn't even looked at. And so there have been instances, even with my own kids in the past, where I've opted them out and they were told they had to do it anyway. No. My kids immediately called me. So these are all conversations we have to have at home. The other conversation you need to have, I think, with your kids, I think it's very relevant, is when their body reacts to these kinds of things that these people are talking about in the history or talking about this transgender. When they're bringing up sexual things, maybe your kid responds to that, but then they think they're gay. They're not. It doesn't mean they're gay. It means that sexually, no matter what it is, sometimes bodies will respond to anything sexual.
Yep.
And then they think, oh my gosh, I must be gay. And it's a conversation, if you haven't had that with your kids or grandkids, and you haven't had it at least a few times, to help them understand what bodies do and what bodies don't do. And honestly, I think it's important in this day and age where they're shown these scenes on TV, where they're shown this all the time. Right now, we have a huge problem with the indoctrination of thinking that you might be gay or might be born in the wrong body. So when you have a kid that's really searching for something concrete in their life and they're not given a whole lot of foundation, or maybe they are and they're still wondering, gee, am I a boy or a girl? And should I wonder about that? And maybe I was, you know, where that conversation would have never taken place
right.
10 years ago.
That's right.
You need to really be having these conversations with your kids and say, your body might react to something sexually that your mind is not on board with. That doesn't mean that you're gay. That doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
You know, those kind of questions, I can see how those kind of questions, if they're not able to talk to their parents, what if they go to the homosexual teacher and say, I think I might be gay?
Right.
What is that teacher going to do?
That's a good question. It's a good question. Hi, caller. You have about 30 seconds.
When my son was in school in 75, the teacher told him he could disagree with what his parents said. So at the dinner table, he told us, and the next day I went to school and called for a PTA meeting, and the teacher was removed from the school.
Wow. I don't think that'll happen
today.
You'd
have a hard time getting that done today.
It was 1974 and 75 where we had a little more power with the PTA, but
you are right.
Gone.
Thank you. You
better step up, because let me tell you what.
Yeah. Thank you for that. You were fighting it back in 75.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, it's amazing, isn't it?
Well, but you could win that fight.
Just please have that conversation with your kids. And I'm sure there are a lot of kids. I'll never forget watching that Tyler, what's his bucket that does the movies? He's the one that actually said that. And I thought, that's great advice. You know, that's great advice to say, you know, your body's reacting to something. It doesn't mean anything like you think it means. And so I thought that was a great, great thing to bring up with kids and grandkids and everything else. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I want to talk a little bit about the shooting. Want to ask you how you felt about the New Zealand, what happened in New Zealand, what your thoughts are. Open phone lines, 888-673-1450. Nancy Pelosi wants the age, voting 16. Isn't that amazing? 16 years old.
Yeah, boy, that makes a lot of sense.
Boy, they're desperate for votes. Dead people, immigrants, 16-year-olds. I mean, my gosh. What else? Oh, and you can't get a vote legitimately. Be right back.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM. KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM. Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.